Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to our news, again, there is just so much rancor and venom out there regarding Donald Trump. Now, Cher, who had said she was going to move to Canada if Trump won, but she's still here, and she came out with this bizarre tweet about wanting President Trump to be sexually assaulted. And later on, when there was criticism, she deleted the tweet, but she's refusing to apologize. We've lost our capacity for civil discussion. If you can't be civil, you can't be diplomatic, nothing is going to get done. You're just going to stand there screaming names at each other, attacking each other with memes, and you won't have an exchange of ideas, which has to occur if there's going to be any progress made. All righty, as we start gearing up for 2020, way ahead of time, apparently Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is planning to endorse Elizabeth Warren over Bernie Sanders. So, looks like Alexandria is not thinking about running in 2020. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the economic news. Apparently, there is a report out that Apple may buy Tesla. And apparently, Apple has had their own electric car, the iCar. And so they're deciding, since they can't get the iCar to work, they've been at it for quite a while, and apparently they made an offer to buy Tesla. It hasn't gone through, may not go through, but that would be definitely a very interesting vehicle here. I think electric cars are the wave of the future. I think we need to come up with a pollution-free source to generate that electricity. And it kind of irks me sometimes to see people driving around in these electric cars and they've got stickers on them saying, I'm pollution free. No, you're not. That electricity comes from somewhere. Here on Oahu, it's an oil-fired generator plant. That's it. Down on the Big Island, they've got geothermal, but it doesn't reach up here. All right, let's take another phone call here. The White Rose in Colorado. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know about a localized geological occurrence that occurred over here.
Okay.
I live up here in the San Juan Mountains, 50 miles from the town of Cortez, up deep into the mountains, out in the middle of the wilderness, in this little town called Rico. And okay. Our roads were closed the other day because of global warming. We've been getting a lot of snow lately. It snowed the other day even here. It is May 30th already, and it's still sleeting on us and snowing today. But anyway, down about 7 miles outside of Dolores, down on the way down to town while we go shopping, there was a massive landslide, okay? Two
yes.
Giant, massive rocks came crashing down. One rock measured 50 feet by 50 feet by over 25 feet. They estimated that it weighs over 8 million pounds. 4,000 tons of rock comes crashing down and smashed the highway, totally tore the highway out, like, pretty wide. Impassable for 2 days. It was two big rocks. One was the bigger one, 50 by 50 by 25, and there was another smaller one. They managed to blow that up or break that up and get that off the highway. So the highway's open now. But these rocks have been sitting up on top of this ridge for who knows how many years. And now all of a sudden, boom, there they are. Well, unbelievable. You know, you should see it. Unbelievable. The massiveness of it.
What is amazing to me is that somebody didn't look at those rocks and say, you know, these could come crashing down on our highway. Maybe we need to give them a shove and let them go down the other side of the hill.
Oh, we've been looking at these rocks for years as we've been driving by. There's many more up there, too. And they're expecting them more to come down, too, maybe. So the ride down to town is not quite as safe as it used to be.
Yeah.
But that's one thing I wanted to mention. Another thing I wanted to mention was the other day I went down to town to go do some shopping, and I noticed two or three busloads of people on the sidewalk getting into these buses, and I looked at them and said, "Something that looks pretty strange." I didn't take a real good close look at them or what kind of people they were. But then an hour later, I saw them in another part of town walking in nice 2x2 file. Must have been a good 100 or more, 150 people. They were giving them the tour of the town of Cortez, Colorado, and it looked to me like they were definitely not Americans. I mean, they were all pretty much brown-skinned people.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get close enough to tell if they were Guatemalans or from Central America, or they might have even have been the ones from Myanmar, the ones where they're having all that trouble over there. Those refugees.
Okay.
Well, so, very well behaved, and they were giving them the tour of the town. The general outlay of the town of Cortez looked like to me. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is all just in my head, but it sure didn't look right. I never seen anything like that before.
Well, open borders people are trying to basically diffuse, if you will, the migrants across the country to just blend them all in. That makes it that much harder to round them up for deportation. See, if they were all clustered in one area, Southern California, Texas, Arizona, then rounding them up and deporting them is relatively easy. But if there's 20 in Cortez and there's another 20 over in Rico and there's another 20 over there, it becomes a logistical nightmare. And I think it's definitely deliberate.
Yep. So, Mike, can I plug my website?
Sure.
TheWhiteRose.SimpleSite, spelled SITE, SimpleSite.com. Please check it out. A lot of good, useful information there, spiritual as well as monetary, as well as having to deal with the courts. So please check it out. 15 pages of information, TheWhiteRose.SimpleSite.com. Thank you, Michael, for taking my call, and have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the call. We're going to let you go, and we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And, yeah, you got to watch out for those rocks here, and we have that problem here on the big on the island of Oahu. We have this one main highway that runs almost all the way around the island, and it's called Kamehameha Highway, same thing on all the other islands. And a while back over by this Waimea Valley, there was a whole section of the cliff came on down and blocked the road. And it caused just all kinds of traffic nightmares until they could get that cleared away. And now there's this big steel fence that they've put up there because they know that more rocks will be coming on down. Okay, so let's get on back to the economic news here. Article out of Investment Watch blog talking about how the polarization of the world in trade and taxes is destroying Western economies. Taxes are too high. Tariffs are too high. The economies are just basically grinding you to a halt. Now, China has stopped buying U.S. soybeans during the trade dispute. That's one way they're expressing their displeasure over the tariffs and the treatment of Huawei. And China is continuing to drop hints that they may retaliate against the United States by embargoing the rare earth elements that are essential to much of our high tech in this country. Now, yes, the United States has rare earth element mines, but nowhere near enough to meet the demand. So, apparently, there was a thinly veiled threat on Tuesday that they could place restrictions on rare earth exports by prioritizing domestic users. And in an article from the Xinhua News Agency, China's official state-run news source warned that if anyone wants to use imported rare earths against China, the Chinese people will not agree. Now, do you remember when this whole trade war began? And all the experts, including Donald Trump, were saying, it'll be over quickly. China will cave. Didn't happen, did it? Still no end in sight. All righty. Apparently, there's a big stink over the fact that top Obama officials, former Obama officials, are now working jobs for a Chinese company that is officially considered a threat. So according to a report in the Washington Examiner, Samir Jain, a former senior director for cybersecurity policy under Obama's National Security Council and now a partner with the international law firm Jones Day, was recently hired by Huawei as a lobbyist. Now, Jain works alongside James Cole, who was Obama's deputy attorney general from 2011 to 2015. Huawei has hired Cole for legal representation in 2017. So talk about revolving door here. So the U.S. government, of course, is taking the position that Huawei is working directly with the Chinese government in an attempt to access data flowing through 5G cellular networks across the world, ultimately posing a major cybersecurity threat for Americans. You mean as opposed to the NSA and the FBI that are poring over all of that data? That's really the gist of it. Huawei's encryption is very hard to break, and they're not willing to backdoor it. That's what this is really all about. Keeping Americans chained to products that are backdoored by the NSA and can be spied on. And yes, it makes us more vulnerable to cyber criminals. But this is national security. All righty. This coming winter, things may get a little cold all over Europe. Now, the European Union has been opposed to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And they have dragged it out and dragged it out. So its completion before next year is now highly doubtful. However, come the end of this year, Russia will cease all gas transit to Europe through Ukraine, whether the Nord Stream 2 is ready or not. And that means Europe could very easily find itself with a major gas shortage in the winter months. Okay. Another little article. This one came from Countermarkets. And it's showing that cryptocurrencies have been trending upwards in price over the past few weeks. But in certain countries around the globe, digital assets have become far more available, such as Argentina. The nation's sovereign currency has lost considerable value, and cryptocurrencies like BTC are seeing all-time price highs. So apparently, countries that are suffering from rapid inflation are showing a significant demand for cryptos, and cryptos are coming close to displacing the sovereign currency. Now, that would be really, really significant. Over in Switzerland, gold investment is still very popular. They have the second highest per capita gold demand in the world. There is a significant over-the-counter gold trading market. And Switzerland is home to some of the world's largest, most technologically advanced gold refiners. The Swiss Central Bank holds 1,040 tons of gold, the eighth largest central bank gold holding in the world. So they know what's smart. Tesla had another bad week, closing down $19 from the previous Friday's close. People are starting to talk about $10 Tesla. And every attempted bounce in the stock was shortable on a day trading basis. So currently Tesla shares are trading at 188. It would likely be a lot lower if it weren't for Elon Musk's repeated leaked, in quote marks, emails loaded with dubious production and delivery claims, with both barrels pointed directly at the short sellers. So there was a second leaked, again in quote marks, email appeared yesterday as the stock was getting ready to take another plunge, in which Musk asserts that the employees need to catch up on deliveries in order to have a successful quarter. So people are starting to say, is Elon Musk trying to sell automobiles, or is he just out there selling the stock? So Musk has released a report that he's gearing up to start producing the Model Y in the Fremont facility, in addition to consolidating the production of the S and X into one production line. Now, notwithstanding the complications involved with reconfiguring the factory floor to produce two models on one line, hidden behind the concept is that fact that the move would be cutting in half the production rate of each model, which means if he's running behind on deliveries, he will be in trouble. Okay, apparently over at Facebook, there was a meeting of the board of directors, and there was a call for a vote for Mark Zuckerberg to step down as chairman of the board. He would still be the CEO, and they're saying he could focus a little more on the company itself without being the chairman. I haven't heard the official result of the vote, but since Zuckerberg owns 58% of the stock in the company, I'm going to take a wild guess here that he still has both jobs. Over at General Electric, they're looking to slash 1,000 jobs. Another economic indicator. When you go traveling and you have to go through TSA and you have to go through the gate check and you have to empty your pockets into those little bins, you probably have noticed that a lot of people don't grab all their change. They're in a rush. They got to get to the gate. Me, I use a sandwich bag. I put all my change in that so I get it all back here. But apparently, the TSA raked in nearly $1 million last year in change that was just left in those bins. So that's a lot of money. Okay. Google Assistant is Google's AI equivalent to Siri or Alexa, and like these other voice-activated assistants, it can make life easier in all sorts of ways, including setting reminders, controlling smart home devices, booking rental cars, so forth and so on. And the service, which Google says is on at least a billion devices, is powered by a giant apparatus of underpaid, overworked human subcontractors who manage the entire operation. This is from The Guardian's Julia Wong. And this army of contractors, it's a sweatshop, is what she's saying. And they work massive amounts of overtime for free in the hopes of eventually becoming a full-time Google employee with all the perks and benefits that come with it. I remember that funny movie, The Interns, or The Internship, about these two middle-aged guys who go through the Google intern program. And it's a cute movie. But obviously, the Google that is depicted in that movie is not the reality. Alrighty, getting on down to the border. Javier Perea, the Democratic mayor of Sunland Park, has ordered the We Build the Wall project to stop because apparently they didn't get the proper permits, and more importantly, there is a city ordinance prohibiting any fences higher than 6 feet. And they were building an 18-foot tall wall. I don't know what good a 6-foot fence would be to keep the illegals out. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So we're talking about this crowdfunded project, We Build the Wall, and they were building an 18-foot tall wall to close a gap in the fencing between the Rio Grande on the east and Mount Cristo Rey to the west. And this was all privately funded through a GoFundMe, happened last year. And the Democratic mayor of Sunland Park has issued a cease and desist order, saying that, first of all, they didn't have the proper permits, and they have a city ordinance regulating the height of fences and saying they can only be 6 feet tall. Well, if it's just 6 feet tall, I mean, the illegals are just going to come right on over it. And very clearly, this Democratic mayor is fully on board with the open borders, let's flood the illegal immigrants in. By the way, in response to a comment that was made by an earlier caller, there was briefly an experiment where they recruited some of the illegal immigrants and said, if you will join our military, at the end of your term of service, you will get a green card. And apparently, it didn't go very well, and the program has been discontinued. But again, the illegals are not going to have an emotional connection to this country. They're not going to be terribly efficient fighters. They're just going to, you know, hunker down, do their time, and get out. Over in New Mexico, Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, not too long ago, was denying that there was any kind of a national security crisis at the border. And basically, back in February, Lujan Grisham dismissed Trump's repeated claims of a national security crisis at the border. She even went so far as to order the National Guard troops from both her state and others to withdraw from the border region. Well, how times have changed, because apparently things down at the border are now so out of control. She's asking the federal government for help to deal with the flood of illegal immigrants. So, how times have changed. How times have changed. All right, Beto O'Rourke is out there on the campaign trail, and in a policy proposal yesterday, said that if he's elected president of the United States of America, he would overhaul the U.S. immigration system. And he was saying it would be the most sweeping rewrite of U.S. immigration law in a generation and overcome years of inaction to finally advance a new vision of immigration that fully reflects our country's values. Boy, there's the word you got to watch out for when they say reflects our values. So apparently the proposal consists of three key pillars, starting with the use of executive authority to reform the asylum system, overturn Trump's travel bans, and reunite separated families. O'Rourke would then use his position as president to urge Congress to enact legislation promoting immigration and naturalization. So Beto wants to keep those walls down, those gates open. All right, getting over to Great Britain. Boy, things are really heating up over there. Still trying to figure out exactly when Theresa May is going to step down as prime minister. Apparently, Boris Johnson could actually go on trial for misleading the British public about the consequences of Brexit. And apparently, a member of the public launched a private prosecution over claims that EU membership was costing Great Britain £350 million a week. And District Judge Margot Coleman threw out arguments by Boris Johnson's lawyers that the case was a vexatious attempt to undermine the result of the 2016 referendum. So, and already the guy who organized this attack against Boris Johnson, he's in trouble because he crowdfunded 370,000 British pounds to prosecute Boris Johnson. And apparently he spent nearly 50,000 of the donations on himself, including self-defense classes, a luxury flat, and branded cupcakes. So entrepreneur Marcus Ball, 29 years old, is the one who's bringing the private prosecution against Boris Johnson. And I have to be very honest, I don't know what being in the EU is costing Great Britain. I imagine it's quite a great deal. Boris Johnson could be absolutely correct. We have to find out about that. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones here to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. So a day ago, there was a Dateline about preppers in Sweden. And one of the biggest fears they got is, this is from the kids over there, because they're all brainwashed now in Europe. The Russians are going to come over here and shoot us. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what's crazy? Like, they're letting in, they let people go and fight for ISIS in Syria, and
yes,
they let them come back. And then they're going to try to tell me with a straight face, you're letting in people, that's the, you know, that's the biggest threat. You know, I mean, are these, it's unbelievable. I don't know how these people are so stupid. I mean, this is why the West is done. You know, I mean, it's just some basic research. There's plenty of videos and documentation you can see of how they're letting in all these fighters that went to fight. They're allowed to fly the ISIS flag in Sweden. They got those no-go zones in Sweden like they got in France. But the biggest threat is Russia. I mean, the stupidity, Mike. You know, like I had to take myself away for a couple of days because I get so aggravated of the stupidity.
I understand.
The majority of people just are stupid. I just don't understand how this Russia thing keeps going on and on. Mueller, this or that. My God, Mike, when is it going to end?
I'm getting burnout. I'm really burned out on all of this stuff, and I wish it would come to an end some way. You know, maybe that other caller was right. Declare martial law and just start throwing all these people in prison. But it just has dragged on forever, way too long.
But this whole threat, I mean, my God, we're arming jihadis linked to Saudi Arabia. Israel's linked to Saudi Arabia, and Russia and Iran and China's the bad guy? I mean, come on, give me a break. You know, I mean, this is... And, Mike, I watched Trump the other day, and he was right on with Mueller and how it's a scam and stuff. But then he knows the economy's not the real economy. Like, you know, he said, oh, they were lowest unemployment. We know what the unemployment... I mean, it's just... And he's like, China pulled out of the trade... China didn't pull out of the trade deal. Like, I mean, it's just not true. So I don't know why...
Trump basically pulled the plug on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was not a good deal. Trump's getting a little reckless with the truth these days. That's a bad sign.
And did you hear he's going to sell Japan 105 F-35s? Good luck with those planes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know why Japan is buying them, but... Probably some arm twisting involved there.
And also, Mike, you know, the only refinery we have for rare earth minerals is like in California, I think, or something. It's like something pass.
Yeah,
I forgot the name of it. But do you know China owns like a portion of that? So I mean, I don't know how that would work out, but it's still not enough. If you combine like, because we don't. Even though we can refine them, well, we'll ship it out to process, right? Like, there's different steps involved in that, and there's just not enough. China not only has the majority, including in Africa, the Chinese with the rare earth minerals, but they have like they basically control all of it too because of their companies.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, The rare earth thing's important because it's got, like, you know, for magnets and with gyroscopes and this or that. What about Tesla with the batteries? Like, if Apple's going to buy a Tesla car, gee, are they going to have enough batteries to go around?
It's going to be a major problem. You know, our industry has become very dependent on these rare earth elements, and we were all buddy-buddy with China, and that was all well and good. And... You know, globalism, yeah, it's okay to be dependent on these countries on the other side of the planet. I imagine right now there's probably prospectors out there in the West looking for other sources of rare earth elements that can be mined. Because, yeah, batteries for not just the electric car, but for personal electronic devices. Those windmills that the environmentalists love so much take about 300 pounds of rare earth elements for those magnets to generate electricity with. So, yeah, they're critical. And if China goes ahead with this blockade, you're going to see some serious economic upheaval in this country. There'll be companies that'll have to shut their doors.
And I believe, what is there, 17 different rare earth minerals? Something like that, right?
Yep,
yeah,
17.
Like, you know, they have plenty of other cards to play, but yeah, like you said, Trump said this was going to, you know, trade wars are easy to win. You know, nah, don't worry. Nobody wins trade wars. You know, I mean, nobody will win a trade war, but you know what? China has a lot more cards to play than we do. I know a lot of people say, well, we don't manufacture anything here. We don't have to worry about it. We can print money. But the problem is, the world's moving away from the dollar, and also China's got the belt in the road. They got a lot of other partners that they can go with to make up the difference. And I saw Trump. He also said, China. We can go to Vietnam. They said, oh, they'll move if they move out of China, they'll go to Vietnam or here and there. I'm like, yeah, but If they move to Vietnam, how's that making America great again? Like, if they move out of China and go to Vietnam, like, it's still, you're still stuck without anything coming back home. Because,
yeah.
I don't know, Mike, what's the last manufacturer you saw besides the steel and aluminum thing, which they talked about that, what, a long time ago? What other things have been built? Nothing. I mean, it's still nothing. You know, and it's been all this time. I mean, I don't know. I just don't think this is going to end well.
No, I don't think it is. And apparently Malaysia has come out with a proposal for a common Asian currency. One currency for all the countries in Asia, backed by gold to keep it stable. And that is definitely a shot at the dollar.
And before I get off the phone, Mike, even in Africa, did you see they're going to have a free trade zone in all of Africa? When the Chinese are in Africa, so...
Yep.
That's it. All right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to, I hope I pronounced this correctly, Sudan in Russia. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Oh, okay. So there are no other callers. All right. All right, phone lines are open. All righty, getting on back to the news here. Getting on back to Brexit. Chancellor Philip Hammond has sparked a lot of fury as he came on out basically with a threat, saying that more money will only be released by the government for public spending if the no-deal Brexit is taken off the negotiating table. So they're going to fight this thing right down to the wire. Okay, do you remember John Cleese of Monty Python fame, Fawlty Towers, plays a ghost in the Harry Potter movies? And he basically came on out on Twitter saying that London is no longer an English city. And he basically dredged up previous comments he made about London losing its sense of Englishness, tweeting that the observation has been confirmed by virtually all of his friends from abroad. And John Cleese pointed out, London was the British city that voted most strongly to remain in the EU. They may be regretting that. Over in Germany, the Alternative for Deutschland party, a branch of the party, is under fire. They put out a map showing the west part of Germany taken over by an Islamic caliphate. And so they put out this Photoshop map calling the west and the south of the country a German caliphate. And this was posted by AfD's Berlin Lichtenberg Facebook page a day after the European Parliament vote ended, featured the flag of Germany over the country's eastern states, where AfD won the most support. The five federal states in Berlin were painted blue and titled the Federal Republic of Germany. In contrast, the west and the south of the country were painted green and emblazoned with a black flag featuring the Shahada, or Islamic Declaration of Faith, and had a caption that said, "Pictures speak louder than words." So that apparently stirred up quite a bit of controversy. Now, this is an interesting story. Getting on back to London, as you know, there's a knife crime epidemic, and it's reached the point where hundreds of Somali teenagers are being sent back to East Africa by their parents in order to avoid becoming victims of London's knife crime epidemic. And one mother told the BBC how her son was stabbed four times in just 17 days in London. They damaged his bladder, his kidneys, his liver. He's got permanent damage. She said he was safer there in Somaliland than he is here, 100% more safe than in London. Well, that raises an interesting question, because a lot of people were saying, well, they're coming in from these other countries already violent. Maybe, maybe not. There might be something else going on. Maybe they're acting out over the fact that they were promised all kinds of free stuff they never got. But apparently another 21-year-old man called Yusuf told Jamal Hassan he moved to Nairobi because he was seeing people get stabbed in London every other day. So Islington Mayor Rakia Ismail, a Somali immigrant, says that around 40% of the Somali families are sending their children back home. Well, if they're not having a knife crime epidemic in Somaliland, then what's going on? That's an important question. Why is there so much violence in London? Okay, this is an article. This came out over on Prison Planet. And it's talking about where America is headed. In fact, the title of the article is "A Random Encounter in a Diner on Memorial Day Shows Exactly Where America is Headed." And I wanted to read that first paragraph, and the rest of the article supports everything that's in there. It talks about this meeting in a diner on Memorial Day that just was very unpleasant experience. So the young adults of today are going to be the leaders of tomorrow, and generally speaking, the young adults of today are not in good shape. Survey after survey has shown that millennials reject traditional American values more than any other generation that has come before them by a very wide margin. They are selfish, rude, arrogant, boastful, proud, disrespectful, ungrateful, undisciplined, slothful, and completely obsessed with themselves. In fact, one study found they are the most narcissistic generation in American history. They feel entitled to everything, but they don't want to work for it. They want to be treated like kings and queens, but they don't see a problem with treating others like dirt. Of course, there are plenty of young adults that are shining exceptions, but in general, young adults under the age of 30 in America today are a complete mess. We've seen them all, the snowflakes. The ones who were whining and crying and screaming when Donald Trump won the election. This article then goes on to basically describe this millennial couple in the booth next door, dirty, overweight, ill-behaved. It seems like we are losing our culture already. Okay. So let's talk about Julian Assange, because something is going on. Julian Assange was supposed to appear in court for a U.S. extradition hearing over hacking and espionage charges, but apparently he is in very ill health. He's been moved to the hospital wing of Belmarsh Prison. He's lost a tremendous amount of weight, and WikiLeaks has grave concerns for his health. Apparently WikiLeaks and his lawyer have said his health had deteriorated so much he's now incapable of even holding a conversation. Now, remember, there was that story that came out when he was first sent to Belmarsh that he was being drugged with a medication that could have serious psychological aspects. Now, I'm sure that there's a lot of people who don't want Julian Assange to have his day in court because he's going to blow the whistle. That's what he does. That's what WikiLeaks does. They blow the whistle. And so I'm starting to be very concerned that Julian Assange may not leave Belmarsh prison alive, that they're going to work to get rid of him so that he can't tell the story of Seth Rich or how the Russians had absolutely nothing to do with the break into the DNC computers. Yeah, that's, I suspect the worst, unfortunately. Okay, now the judge in the court-martial of a Navy SEAL platoon leader accused of war crimes in Iraq is weighing defense motions to dismiss the charges or otherwise remove the lead prosecutor and possibly the judge himself from the case. This is all based on defense accusations of prosecutorial misconduct and was originally slated for yesterday, but the judge postponed the proceeding until today at the request of the defense. The hearing comes 11 days before Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher is due to go on trial, charged with killing a helpless, wounded Islamic State fighter in his custody and of shooting two unarmed civilians, a schoolgirl and an elderly man. So, getting on over to Boeing. Actually, we have a caller on the line. Tom in Florida, welcome to the show. We're going to start you out and take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Good day to you, Michael. Yeah, Michael, I did see something interesting today that's not being talked much in the major news networks, and that's the remittances. These illegals are sending back to all those Central American countries of Mexico, which is over $150 billion a year.
Oh, yes.
Now, that money never comes back. That money never actually comes back to the United States, I guess, however that goes. But when I saw that figure, it's like, man, and OAN's talking about it again today. They always talk about the immigration situation. So it's a really good thing that network's on
okay,
the TV.
Okay, Tom, I'm going to put you on hold. Stay on the line. Don't hang up. We'll be right back after station identity. I'm sorry, these commercials.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Tom in Florida about immigration and whether you're talking about the remittances being sent back to their home countries or the free medical care or the Title VIII housing, which has finally been cut off. There is no question that this flood of illegal immigrants, something like 26 million strong, is a huge burden on the American people.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Michael, but I do want to give you something on what's going on also with that situation. Donald Trump's getting ready right now to put tariffs on Mexico for illegal immigration. He's going to tariff them. I don't know if you heard about that.
No, I hadn't.
Yeah, he's going to sign a law. I believe it's going to be next week. He's going to sign a law that Mexico, they're trying to pass this thing with Canada and Mexico, but Trump's also threatening the fact that he's going to be signing a bill very shortly that if Mexico doesn't stop this flow of illegals coming here, he's going to put tariffs on them. And I got a little bit of information, Michael, that was really interesting you might want to be aware of. A friend of mine, he's an Ecuadorian, and he told me a lot of these illegals go to Ecuador because Ecuador uses American currency, and they love the American currency, and they do not want to leave Ecuador at all. They love that city, Guayaquil, whatever. And yep. He was telling me that all these Ecuador's not taking no more illegals. They can't handle it. They're bursting at the seams. But he was telling me that a lot of these Central Americans, they are only coming up here to get the remittances to send back to their families in Central America and Mexico, mainly Central America, because, I mean, if you get $1,000 sent back a month to one of those families down there, they're living a pretty good lifestyle. And if you notice, a lot of these Central Americans, they do not want to head over to Venezuela or Argentina, which is a lot closer, believe it or not, than the United States. They're not going to Argentina. They're not going to the Central American, the South American cities. They're coming here to the United States. And they're not going to those countries in South America, which
well,
is closer to them,
why
Peru.
They would be going to Venezuela right now. I mean, that's a war waiting to happen.
Right, right. I understand that. But, if that was a straighten out, they still probably wouldn't want to go there. They'd rather come up here to this country. And that's what Trump's, I think, looking at. He's realizing, wait a minute, this is nothing but a total invasion of our country. These
yes.
people are not, they're no, most of them are 90% of our workers. I mean, we got enough people doing lawn service and all that. So
yeah.
I don't know what's going to potentially happen other than just Nancy Pelosi, Michael, I keep harping on, you get tired of me hearing it, but until I see Trump arrest some of these Democrats or any Republicans for sanctuary cities, I don't think this thing is going to stop. Until you see one of the news networks say a breaking news, Trump is now having people arrested for aiding and colluding the sedition of the nation through illegal immigration. Until I see that, I don't know what to expect from this administration or what's going to happen in the government, period. Because it's just an onslaught. And California, if you think about it, that was the home of Ronald Reagan. And
yeah.
You couldn't get a dog catcher barely elected as a Republican over there nowadays, so most areas. And California's gone. Arizona's going to be next. Texas is on the brink. I mean, Florida, the governor here, DeSantis, he signed a no sanctuary city bill. So, that was great news. So we'll see what happens. But I still say, Michael, this immigration thing's got a start with people being arrested. That's what I got to say about that.
Yeah, it will.
One more thing
I'd
like to bring up here.
Got to take a station identification break. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN.